All right, Cole. What are you doing this time?
Gary, welcome to the aquarium.
Oh, I love the aquarium.
We should just get a pass.
Like get a membership.
Yeah, get like a membership, because I feel like this is, there's no official tally, but I think we've done the aquarium quite a bit.
To make the aquarium pay for itself, you have to go twice in a year.
Yes.
At least the two aquariums I have access to,
mm-hmm.
which I've never done. Mm-hmm. I've never gone twice in a year. So we'll see. We'll have to crunch the numbers.
Yeah. We will amortize the aquarium membership.
We have to get a lifetime pass.
Mm-hmm.
The aquarium, and they don't let me do that after what I did.
A lifetime pass to the aquarium, also known as a crowbar.
Yes, exactly. this is the night aquarium where they bring out the secret fish.
But we're here at the touch tank.
Okay. Yeah. I don't participate in this personally, but I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. I did once. I immediately felt bad. I felt like I was bothering those animals quite a bit, actually.
Not to cast aspersions on her, but tell you who loves the touch tank is my wife. She wants to touch all of the animals, and I'm just like, I don't think I'm hurting them, and I don't think she is either. She's very gentle. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to touch them.
Okay.
What if they move? What if they jump up under your arm?
Gary, I never considered what if they move.
Yeah, they might move. They might kind of skitter away, or they might like moan. You don't want that. You touch a sea cucumber and it goes, like, that'd be such a problem.
Yeah. Well, for a sea cucumber, definitely. Shit.
Yeah, I couldn't handle it. Like, what if it comes? I couldn't do it. Oh, the starfish just came, and you're not going to guess where.
Have you ever seen a starfish eat? Like,
yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah. So I used a questionably toxic marker to write some game names on the bottom of these bad boys, and I want you to pick an animal, and we're going to see what we're doing.
I'm going to point at it. I don't touch them.
What if I gave you some gloves?
You're going to need a robot arm for this.
Okay. I've got one of those. I can meet you halfway with one of those Terminator, like fake hand kind of things.
Okay. Yeah. That'll work.
Yeah.
Okay, a little grippies.
Yeah. Here's a T2 Judgment Day fake hand.
In the gift shop, they sell one of those sharks on a stick.
Oh, yeah.
That when you pull the trigger, it opens its mouth. I'll use one of those.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to go with this guy over here.
Okay.
Not going with a sea cucumber because I'm afraid it will come. I'm going to go with this the starfish here.
Okay. All right. Fuck. Buckets. Huh? Just buckets. Geez.
We got to hurry up and put this thing back.
I'm not even sure that's how starfish do that.
No, I don't know that it's come.
I think they bud.
I don't know what came out of it.
Yeah.
Unless somebody was putting cum into it. Like somebody who's hiding loads in the starfish.
With somebody with a crowbar?
Yeah, so like somebody with a crowbar who I know.
All right. Let me look at the bottom of this bad boy.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, it says shark tail.
No.
Weird, because there's a sand shark right there.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
Welcome to Adject Buffering, the show where...
Adject... Arc tail.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah.
Little did that person who did that intro know that we've been having a huge problem with dropping calls.
Yeah. The service we use, not exactly reliable.
Serving is not necessarily what it does.
No. Yeah. Vexing. They should call it a Vexus.
Yeah. Vexus. We serve it.
Yes. This week we're talking about Shark Tale. This is just from the randomizer. It was put in there. Let me get that tab up. It was put in there by Pondo.
Pondo.
She says, I have never seen or heard of this game. I just came to the conclusion that it must exist while thinking about licensed PS2 games, and Google says I'm right. Have fun.
Yeah, boy, does it.
Yeah.
Not only does it exist, but this is kind of, for stuff we do on this show and for licensed games, this is pretty well liked. which I find really strange.
That is, you know what? Actually, that checks out. Like, I was like, oh, it doesn't have a good Metacritic. It's got like a 70, like on Metacritic.
That's really good for Metacritic.
Like on the curve for this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, even for other DreamWorks games. Yeah.
It's one of these things, whenever I think about the DreamWorks extended family of garbage, I have to think about how there are people younger than me.
Right.
You know, because like for me, like I didn't do DreamWorks really, you know, right. Like at all. I haven't seen Shrek, which people are consistently surprised by. But like Shrek came out in like what, 2002?
Shrek was like 1999 or 2000, something like that. Yeah.
I was 19.
Uh huh.
You know, that's not when you go see a Shrek.
No, that's 2001. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I 21. I was certainly not seeing a Shrek.
Yeah, you were drinking
at that point. Yeah. I was drinking. I was partying.
Yeah,
I was doing anything but watching Shrek.
Yes,
but people younger than me, they're doing everything, including watching Shrek Shark Tale and Over the Hedge.
Yeah,
and any number of these shitty, you know, movies.
So here's the thing that's weird. So Shark Tale came out in 2004. It came out in September. Oh, wait, no, in October of 2004. I would have been let me do some math. In 2004, I would have been 15 at that point.
Yeah.
And I definitely remember, like, just going to see this with my stepdad, who is older than me, thankfully. A 15-year-old has no reason to go to see Shark Tale. I don't remember anything about it. I just remember watching it and time disappearing.
Yeah. Well, at the time, that was something you wanted a lot as a kid.
Maybe.
Like you watch some, you know, even as a 15-year-old, you like sit in theater, you have so many days and you just have to get through them, mm-hmm. you know, as a teen. So no judgment. It's just this kind of weird thing that like, I can imagine people who grew up with Shark Tale mm-hmm. or who had kids who played Shark Tale playing this game and be like, oh, cool, Shark Tale.
Oh yeah,
Shark Tale. Here's the horrible Rastafarian jellyfish. And then being like 7 out of 10. Fuck it, let's go hang
let's
out.
Let's go. Yeah. I have bad news. The Madagascar video game for the...
Kicks ass. Whips.
no, it about the same Metacritic, about 70, about 70%.
Yeah, not so kind of surprising, but also kind of not.
Yeah,
I don't know. The whole thing is gross. I don't care for any of this. It's gross and ugly.
Yeah. So like the thing that I think actually probably skews this, because you have to remember like what year it was too. This doesn't look bad for a PS2 game, right? It looks very close to the movie, which is what I mean. The movie is hideous. It is some of the most awful character designs I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Like they didn't do the Finding Nemo thing where like fish are fish shaped and like the head is, you know, pointing forward.
They're all Brown Jenkins. Like they're all fish with strangely human faces that look like the actors that play them.
That look like the actors who play them. And their head is perpendicular to their body instead of parallel with it.
Yes.
Yeah.
They can only swim looking down. It's really weird. And it's full, you know, at the time, it's, I don't like animated movies very much, like in a general sense, like this kind of CGI animated stuff, even the good ones, even Pixar, I'm not crazy about.
Yeah, yeah.
And part of it is because a lot of the humor, I think, comes from a voice actor just doing their voice.
Right.
You know, even in the good ones, it's like, oh, like, hey, it's this guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's being this person, you know, and I'm supposed to like lose my shit because, Chris Pratt is doing a voice of a thing. I'm not gonna. And the fact that I think CGI, it's hard for me to think CGI looks good.
Right.
It can look fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like it looks fine in a video game, but in a movie, it's like, why am I looking at this?
Yeah.
Where's the craft that went into this? I understand it's very difficult, but just it's hard to admire it for me.
Yeah. I think that is like very particularly a product of, I mean, I'll include myself in this, but like us living in a pre-CGI world and then phasing into the post-CGI world. If you were asleep for the Jimmy Neutron and reboot phase of this, like, you know, maybe you possibly could have done that, but like I saw the Jimmy Neutron and reboot phase of this, right?
Yeah. Yeah. This does look more smoothly animated than a reboot to me. While also seeming very ugly. It's also it's just following the story of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's weirdly kind of archaic in that way.
Yeah.
You know, a tie-in that just kind of does the movie.
It's like scene by scene almost. Yeah.
And it's kind of, it's not mini games, but it's like one of those things where when you have to adapt a movie where lots of things happen, you know, if you're not just going to go a platformer route, you go like gameplay modes.
Yeah. It's tons of different interaction models. Here, it's a QuickTime event. It's kind of a platformer that controls like nights into dreams. Here, it's a rhythm game. Yeah.
Yes. It's doing that kind of shit. With plenty of Will Smith voice acting and you know, recognizable voice actors from the movie.
I don't think is it Will Smith doing the character? To me it didn't sound like him.
I think it's him in the movie. I couldn't tell who it was in the game.
Yeah. I can look this up. It's fine.
Yeah, it might be. Yeah. Who can tell? Who knows? But it's pretty bleak.
Mm-hmm.
The story of Shark Tale is really weird too, because DreamWorks games always had this weird pro-capitalist kind of message to them, like B-movie does. Mm-hmm. Like I just found this out now. I didn't know about this. I was like, oh, what's Shark Tale about?
Mm-hmm.
And it's about a guy. It's about this idea that you're stuck on this level of the ladder. This guy who comes from a long line of people who washes whales, and everybody shits on him. Like there's this complicated organized crime-esque hierarchy to shit on him. So he has to fight a shark. It's very confused because if one of these creatures that is supposed to just suck scum off of whales' tongues killed a shark, I can't imagine it getting more respect.
Yeah.
You know, as a thing, like it's still this tiny little shit who cleans tongues and he likes doing it.
Yeah.
He likes cleaning tongues. It just doesn't pay enough.
Uh-huh.
Like the ocean is a post-scarcity environment.
There's so much of it. There's so much ocean. Why?
The DreamWorks whole model is just impose like our shitty lives onto animals.
Yeah.
You know, what if the bees from B-movie were aware of oppression?
Mm-hmm.
You know, leave the bees alone.
Yeah, please.
Like, they don't know about this. It's great.
Yeah. No, that was Ants. Like, Ants was all about too. At least The Bug's Life, like, was about a revolution anyway.
Yeah.
You know?
But here's the thing is I wouldn't want the fish to revolt either.
Yeah.
Like, we have to impose our own models on them for that to be an ethical act.
Yeah.
You know, I want people to, but like, it's okay that there are fish that clean whales.
Uh-huh.
They have no thoughts. They have no feelings. Like it's not a strong metaphor for real life.
No.
You know? And once you make it one, there are no good outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It doesn't work.
Yeah. So Oscar, the main character, the Will Smith role, voiced by Phil LaMarr.
He was
a very, capable voice actor, but does not do a convincing Will Smith.
No.
So this is like, also the story is too complicated for this kind of movie.
Yes.
The obvious point of comparison is that, you know, is Finding Nemo, which is clownfish kid taken from dad, taken to dentist, dad goes on wacky journey to get him back. This is about like, every shark is a gangster and also Italian coded and
the gender politics in this fucking movie.
Uh-huh.
Like are incredible. Like there's like a love interest, but then there's a character played by Angelina Jolie in this who is a shallow gold digger.
Yep.
Fish. Like leave these fish alone. You need to bring sexism to fishes.
It's like that. It's like an onion thing, or maybe it's a tweet, which is like, oh, you took a perfectly good ape and gave him anxiety.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Incredible stuff. I was just at an aquarium over the weekend.
Okay.
And the Finding Nemo has done so much damage to aquarium field trips because people like myself who visit aquariums as an adult, because they're now filled with kids running around screaming, Nemo, Nemo, Nemo.
Yeah.
I found Nemo.
See a clownfish. Yeah.
Yeah. Every time they see a clownfish.
I told you about this, right? What Madagascar did to zoos. I'll repeat it because it's very quick. The Cincinnati Zoo, they have a lemur exhibit and it's kind of like right up near the main drag. And it's not just, you know, content to say like, here's lemurs, you know, you might know these from the movie Madagascar. Here are some cool facts about these crepuscular little scamps, right?
Yeah.
No, it's a lemur enclosure that is actually quite small, and it is constantly blaring the "I like to move it."
Just oh, you mean the lemur torture division there? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. What happens if you put lemurs under extreme stress?
Yeah. Yeah,
do they suicide as well?
It's
only lemur, one way to find out.
It's lemur Gitmo, not to make light of
yeah.
it. Like, but like literally, like this is not. It's not a good thing to do to an animal.
They don't like to move it.
Yeah,
you know they just want to do their little thing.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you get kids running around and just pointing at here's a Nemo, here's this character.
The at this aquarium, the other thing that and they didn't do this when I was in field trips, the kids. Like, I understand this is utopian of me to think this.
Yes.
In my mind, the value a kid would get from an aquarium is going and just observing life.
Yeah.
You know, and reading about it. Mm-hmm. You know, like, this is how this thing works.
Yeah.
They kind of boiled it down to, like, a scavenger hunt.
Yeah.
They just gave a bunch of kids a piece of paper and said, find all these fish and then just mm-hmm. check them off.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, that fucking sucks. Like, if I was a kid, first of all, I would just lie through my teeth
mm-hmm.
to get that done. You know, and then just hang out at the aquarium. But also, I wish there was a way to like tell the kids, like, hey, consider animal intelligences.
Yes.
Like, you know, your job here is to watch this octopus for a half hour mm-hmm. and then come away with 20 things you have in common with it.
Yes.
You know? yeah. It just turned into pointless busy work. And these kids were not learning.
Yeah.
They're just watching them run around screaming Nemo yeah. and not
just
learning.
Running around trying to see as many things as possible as quickly as possible
to win the game. They gamified the fucking aquarium.
Yeah. Can I tell you something amazing that happened on like a zoo field trip that I did? This is like second, third grade, so pretty young. And I didn't go to like an especially rich school, but it's like, okay, zoo field trip. Every kid gets a disposable camera.
Oh, okay.
And like there'll be a prize for whoever takes the best like photo. I wasn't like in an artistic magnet school or anything. There was not like a like any principles of photography taken, but it's just like, yeah, try and take a good photo of these things, right?
That's a good I like that.
That's a really good assignment, right?
Yeah, that's very good.
Yeah, I don't know. This is not a good game. I was actually surprised. Did you get to the rhythm rhythm section?
No, I gave up in disgust. I haven't been feeling very good.
Yeah,
you know, so I just kind of didn't want to play it anymore. I was catching the landlord. They've given landlords to fish. Was throwing all of my belongings out of my window,
uh-huh.
and I was circling them to make them disappear into the aether realm.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
where I guess I get to keep them. That's how this fish puts things in a storage unit.
Yeah,
and I finished that and I stopped.
Yeah.
I talked to a couple of the crabs like afterwards, like, hey, go talk to people if you want to. And I did. And I'm like, this fucking sucks.
Yeah.
And I just stopped. I couldn't do it.
No. So you missed out on the second mission, which the little objective it gives you is bust the shorties for tagging in the hood.
That's a pretty good objective.
It's a pretty good objective.
Yeah. I did talk to the cop who told me to do that before I quit, who's a dolphin for some reason, an Irish uh-huh. dolphin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't make any fucking sense.
Why are dolphins Irish?
Yeah, I don't know. Or cops.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't, what is happening?
DreamWorks. DreamWorks. I got through busting the shorties. And I got to the rhythm stage where it's Will Smith's fish character dancing to Can't Touch This by Hammer.
Sure.
You know,
if only there was another pop song they could have used.
Like. Yeah. And it was like not difficult, but it was way more like, you know, you think of a kid's rhythm game and you think, oh, you're probably like doing like quarter notes and eighth notes, right?
Yeah.
Like you were doing like triplets and stuff. It was actually like rhythmically complicated stuff you were doing with a very bad interface for doing so.
Well, doing like strange like 7/4 polyrhythms.
Yeah.
For this little eel.
Yeah, it was a Muse song.
Yeah, ridiculous. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I had more to say about this game.
Yeah.
I don't.
There's nothing on Game Facts either.
Yeah, there's nothing on Game Facts. It's just kind of irritating. The reading the reviews of it to try to figure out why people like it
mm-hmm.
was confusing. One of the things I found in the one Game Facts review,
mm-hmm.
Where the person says, story, the game starts out with a huge adrenaline rush,
huge almost changing my opinion rush.
Of the game.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, that's quaint. I had a really intense "that's quaint" reaction to that. So that just made me think, like, people are just different than me, and that's okay.
Yeah.
I can't explain why, why this is good to some folk. I just can't do it.
Yeah. I gotta leave this one on the ground. I gotta walk on by.
If starting off with like this, you know, quick time event of a shark chasing,
yeah,
this little Will Smith fish, like, is an adrenaline rush.
Uh-huh.
You know, like that's a lot. That's hard for me to deal with.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I have a question for you though.
Okay.
Okay. In terms of a percentage, so think like, from 0 to 100%, how much do you have to pee right now?
I urinated before we started recording about 2 hours ago. I would say, you said from 1 to 10 or like on a percentage?
Well, 1 to a percentage.
Okay. Percentage.
0 to 100.
I would say I'm at about like 15%.
15%. Now imagine, okay, if you could match with other pissers in the world and by completing a game, you could add junk blocks to their bladder, which would increase their percent, and they could do the same thing to you.
Oh, okay. We're playing Pistol Bobble.
Yeah, like kind of like, yeah, this is the Tetris inspired PvP.
Uh-huh.
Piss 4 PvP that I came up with when I was in Seattle at the aquarium. Every piss idea I have comes in real life. I don't sit down and say, I need to think of a piss thing for abject suffering.
Uh-huh.
I just am hanging out. And something occurs to me,
yeah.
And I was thinking about me and my friend Derek came and visited. We went to Seattle.
Uh-huh.
We were discussing how much we had to pee.
Okay.
As you do. And I was thinking about, what if you could add garbage blocks?
All right. You know? So, I mean, like literally just like water inside of the, yeah. So just,
it's water at level one.
You climb the
leaderboards.
Oh, okay.
It's PvP, so you climb the leaderboards. If you're just in the bronze league,
okay,
you add water to other people's bladders.
Yeah, I'm just like, you know, like directly to the bladder. Like, this isn't even like the kind of pissing that cleans out your blood.
Right? No. This just makes you have to pee more.
Okay.
So like right now you're at 15%. If the person worldwide you're matched with wins the game, then you're all of a sudden you're at 35%.
Okay.
You've had some water added to the bladder. Like,
yeah,
you know, it's approaching the ceiling like Tetris, you know, and that's just bronze league. As you get up to higher leagues, you get into solids.
Oh.
And then it becomes a lot more high stakes.
Okay. So like, is there like a gel or plasma intermediary phase?
Yeah. Silver league.
Okay.
Yeah. But you don't want to get to platinum. Like platinum is exceedingly high stakes because we use platinum.
Yeah. I don't know if you know about platinum. It's poison. That's what, that's what Iron Man 2 was about.
And you want to get it out. And it's hard to get it out because it's solid.
Yeah, yeah. That's going to block that up right away.
Yeah. I mean, you can get it out, but it's not.
I mean, surgically. You know, yeah.
Surgically. And that's how we get people into this game. That's how you download the app at a surgery center and have it downloaded into you. And then the only thing I haven't figured out yet is what game you're playing.
I was going to say, like, is it by successfully pissing, you make somebody else have to piss more?
That's I'm putting that idea in the pile. I don't have a solution for this just yet.
So
this is more, I guess I've come up with a scoring mechanism more than a game.
Okay. So when I think of PvP, right? Mm-hmm. I think of like a location that you go to, and I'm going to, use this, I don't want to be exclusive, but I'm envisioning it for people with a penis. You know, with sure. External genitalia, and the ability to aim. And my whole thing is like, there's a special kind of apparatus, like, what's that game? Save the Queen or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, so it's head to head challenge pissing, and you are attempting to, maximize the time that you are, you know, pissing on the targets. And so you've got to like
fill up the clown's mouth.
Yeah. I don't know that it needs to be a mouth, but it's just like, okay, sustained pressure on this particular target raises your score. And like, if you hit special challenge targets, like there's some kind of ligature that is tightened around somebody else that puts them on a delay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, or you can get one, like a power up that concentrates your beam.
Okay, yeah.
You know, like a hose. I wasn't thinking about pissing as the game.
Okay.
Largely because my goal would be to have worldwide matching.
Okay.
You know, was originally my idea, like you could just match with somebody on the other side of the world. Like every day I play this daily Wheel of Fortune game from Apple Arcade.
Okay.
And you can play against people all over.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to capture a little bit of that energy. And I wanted vagina havers to be able to play as well.
Yeah, yeah. That makes sense. I'm imagining, yeah, like you could have a home console. Like this thing could be connected. Yes.
Like a Taiko drum master.
Yes.
I think that
you would pay a premium for the in-person version of this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'd have like a tournament in Vegas, like Evo.
Right. Yes.
You know, and then it would be like you're in a PvP zone, but otherwise the kind of casually you could play it anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. So maybe, just maybe, if we wanted to include vagina havers in this, mm-hmm. maybe it's not about hitting a target. Maybe it is about the ability to interrupt and resume the flow. So like a red light, green light kind of thing.
Yes. Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
And you could still have and if we didn't want to have a home game, like a piece of physical hardware, this could be all done through like ARG.
Yes.
Like you ARP. Said, if you're a vagina, or ARP, you have a vagina, you sit down on the toilet, you aim your camera on your phone down into the toilet, and then all of that data gets beamed up to me,
uh-huh.
where I then sort through it and see who won.
Gary, come on. If this thing is going to make money, it's not going to be uploaded to you. It is going to be uploaded through several data broker intermediaries.
There we go. Yes. Yeah. I get a cut.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, as long as that's part of it. As long as ultimately I get access to the videos, that's what's important.
Yeah. No, I wasn't even thinking about videos. I was just talking about like flow data. Just like, all right, you know, or like there could be like a year analysis kind of thing going on. So like if there's like medicine research. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
They could also we could also do contents of urine. Like what if every day there'd be a new object that you had to eat? And then it would look for that traces of that in your urine. And whoever, if you can't find it, whoever you're matched up against will get some garbage blocks.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. So if you don't get it, it's harder. It's harder for that next day. It possibly could go like this could go wrong. Like, you know, just
no, it couldn't.
Like, oh, I'm losing. I just keep losing because the only reading that it's getting is tumor.
Yeah. It's getting obliterated with kidney stones.
Yeah.
You know?
Blood again.
Damn it. Yeah. And then like maybe blood unlocks a secret level. Like there's a lot of Isaac-esque like roguelike elements we could add to this.
Yeah.
You know, like rare urines.
Yeah.
You know, that you could have like, and there's also one of the other things I was thinking about this is it synergizes really well with the other piss products. Even if it's just another skin, like you have the piss too. So you just do the one big splash, you know?
Oh, okay.
And then, it detects the chemicals of piss too. And then you get like a new hat.
Okay.
In the mail.
And like, and maybe for, what is it? Piss 3D it's expelled
piss
as
2000.
A cube. Piss 2000. Yeah. So it's like the volume of the cube.
Yeah.
That you produce. I mean, obviously, this is going to be built on the PIS.0 backend technology.
Yes.
You have to have the blockchain for this.
This is definitely blockchain because it's worldwide.
Yeah.
You know, and ultimately, perhaps interplanetary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we get to that level.
Yeah.
Like, I would like to be able to have this go up through satellites and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ultimately.
It's going to bring us all together, I think.
I think so. We need it now more than ever.
I mean, My one comment to you about this is you were working real hard not to think about the world, huh?
not when I was in Seattle. That was pre-election.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
This is all. I mean,
this is just
it's all just how it's natural.
Okay.
So it's good and proper for people to hate this about me, but it's not an affectation.
No, you come by it honest.
It's real honest. It is just me hanging out being like, what if I could pass guards blocks over to Derek's dick?
If you're
going to have to pee more. That's like literally the end, beginning and end of it.
Yeah. If you're going to be mad at anybody, be mad at me for sanctioning this because I don't do this. Like,
yeah,
I am just the stone upon which you sharpen this blade.
No, we don't workshop this or anything.
No.
It's just, and also I'm not going to apologize too much for thinking about pee a lot. Like it happens every day. We all do it.
Yeah.
It's the same reason why it's fun to talk about snacks.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, oh, why are you so scatological? I'm like, I've been doing this my whole life.
Yeah, yeah.
It's such an important part of me.
It's an important part
of you as well.
It's a common denominator. Your body produces urine, just like mine.
Yeah, we all do it.
Yeah.
You know, it unites us.
Yeah.
In these trying times.
If you lock me in a room for 12 hours, do I not piss my pants?
Yeah. Yeah. This is repeating a Guppy thing, but I just want to make sure you know this. Did you know that The Rock pees in jars?
Like a Howard Hughes thing?
Not for those reasons, but to like not interrupt his workouts.
Oh.
He goes and like works out in disused warehouses and shit, and he pees in jars. And I was saying this to Will on Guppy. I would just pee in my pants if I was him.
Yeah.
Like at that point, why not just go?
You can hire somebody to spray you off.
Yeah. You know, like, what is somebody going to say? You're the fucking Rock.
I mean, that's the same excuse that like fucking like WoW players give. Like, oh, I didn't want to take a break. Like,
it's literally poop socking.
It's 2 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's poop socking, but for working out as opposed to raiding.
If you had asked me why The Rock pisses in jars.
That is a good riddle. that is a good, the Southern Oracle asked that before you're able to access the rest of Neverending Story.
Yeah. But if you were to ask me that, I probably would say like, oh, like I probably pushes a bunch of creatine and that comes out. Like that's like, he's probably destroyed his kidneys, but like, there's probably like some kind of metric that he could get by like analyzing urine pre and post workout.
Sure.
You know, like he probably has a scientist standing on site to like, you know, run different test strips through it.
When he pees in the clown's mouth, it just directly goes to a team in the home lab.
Dun, 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 dun,
dun. It starts playing the same music from Mario Paint. And then he gets a little printout. Beautiful.
Beautiful. Yeah. No, I think that this has legs.
Yeah. Thank you. I think so too.
What if the penalties given somebody a piss shiver?
Ooh, that's a good,
that'd be like
a low penalty. Like that'd be like a base level or like a power up. Maybe you get a 3-pack of them. They circle around your dick like Mario shells. You just get to send them out.
Yeah. It's kind of like getting the, you know, like a running over a banana peel or getting the squid ink, right?
There'd be a good one if it was a banana peel and it literally just made you slip in real life. Like you could throw a banana peel at somebody else pissing and they just fall down in the Dodger Stadium urinal. Like,
the problem is that the bathroom is the number one place in the house for there to be incredibly hard objects like below head level.
There's not one of these products that doesn't have a body count. And I would think that you'd know that by now.
Okay.
I'm not proud of it, but it is true. It does murder.
Good work, I think.
Thanks. The muse will visit me another time.
Yes. It's been a while since we've done another your innovation. Sorry.
Yeah. No, there'll be more.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, we need to go because I need to take a break between, this is my marathon recording day. I need to take a break so I can gruffle a turkey sandwich, before we record with Gwen and then before I record for another 2 hours after that. So yep.
It is time to go. If you like the show, go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv.
Mm-hmm.
Give us some dollars. We'd appreciate that. Join us for Duckstream December 6th through the 8th.
Yeah.
6 PM PST to 6 PM PST. Friday through Sunday.
Yep.
Also leave us ratings, reviews on Apple Podcasts, Podcast Addict, and talk about us on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And join us in thanking the aforementioned producer, Gwen.
Thank you, Gwen. Yeah.
Yeah. And what should they do until next time?
Until next time. Oh no. The one that I picked had a little script between us.
Oh no.
it worked. Yeah. It involved my participation in a way that I can't do. Until next time. This has been Advic Suffering, where I have no game and I must dev.